Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says, have I not commanded you? Turn to your neighbor and say, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. I'm going to say it one more time. Is with you wherever you go. I want to talk about tonight. It's a time for change. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's a time for change. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for all the things that we have heard and seen and experienced, and even in worship tonight, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will be preached with power, clarity, and conviction. Forgive me of my sins, cleanse me of all unrighteousness, create in me, Lord, a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit now. Bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. It's a time for change. As we approach a new year, the question is, did you achieve all of your goals or resolutions, amen, in 2015? Many of us have made promises, we've made resolutions, only to find ourselves that, as statistics says, that 3 weeks after we make a resolution in the new year, amen, we forget all about our resolution and we go back to living the same way. As I reflect every year on the theme of my life, for my life, and for the church, today as we're getting ready to enter into a new year, I decided to do something different this year. I decided to declare by the power of God and by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that it's time for change. I've decided that I'm no longer going to say things and not do it anymore. I decided that in order for me to accomplish my goals in 2016, it will require me making some changes in my life. There are some people, amen, that I have to leave alone in 2016. There are some places I have to stop going because I don't get good service over there, but I've settled for so long, amen, and I've decided that I'm going to try something new because it's time for change. Change is difficult for most people because it requires us to come out of our comfort zone. Somebody here tonight, you like where you are. You should be further along, but because it's a comfort zone for you, you decide that you're going to stay right there. Do I have anybody? Comfort zones, amen, are setups, if you would, amen. It gets you to feel the right way, but oftentimes we settle for less. Somebody here tonight, I want you to think about it for a moment. You've been standing still for a long time. And it's time for a change. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's time for change. Change is hard. Amen. Change is definitely hard. And change, if you're going to change, it requires some things. It requires your faith. Amen. It requires you having the faith and the trust in God to believe that when I say I'm going to do something, that I'm not going to look back or I'm not going to regret, amen, the change that I'm about to make in my life. Somebody here tonight, you have to declare tonight that it's time for change in my life. I'm sorry, I want to tell you something tonight, amen. In 2016, I'm no longer going to settle for less. As a matter of fact, being a king's kid, amen, and being a kingdom-minded person, I've decided, amen, that with my kingdom attitude, I'm going to reap the blessings that God has for me because I am a child of God. Do I have anybody? Being a child of God, it means that I have benefits, and those benefits that I possess, amen, I must, amen, change the way I look at things in order to accept the things that God wants to give me in 2016. I want to say to you tonight, God has some great things in store for you. He says in Jeremiah chapter 23, says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord." And if God knows the plan, and if he's in control of the plan, then what are we waiting for? God is probably waiting on you to make some change so that you can walk into your season. Do I have anybody? And somebody here tonight, I want to tell you something. Change is going to require you. Change may cause you to lose some good friends. Change may cause you, amen, to lose some co-workers. Change may cause you, amen, to lose some family members who've been holding you back for a long time. Do I have anybody? I want to tell you something, amen. Change is required and is necessary, amen, if you want to move forward. We find in our passage today, we find that in our context to our passage, we find that Moses is dead. We find that Moses had led the people through the wilderness for 40 years. And here we find that God calls a man. If you look at chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun." Let me put a point right there. Oftentimes, if you're going to change, you got to remember something. You got to remember that when God speaks, you ought to act. But here we find that change had happened now, or was about to happen. They had been with their leader for 40 years. He had led them through the wilderness, and now it was time for a new leader to step up. I'm trying to tell you something. Change was inevitable. And oftentimes, sometimes, you and I have to understand that we need new leadership in our lives. Come on, somebody, if we're going to change. Because here's the thing. One leader can possibly take you up to this point, and then you need someone else to propel you over into Canaan. I'm talking to somebody. You may be following the wrong person trying to change, but that person is not willing to change because they don't understand the plans that God has for you. Be careful who you follow in 2016. The Bible says, "Moses, my servant, is dead." Now look what God told Joshua. Joshua says, "Joshua, now therefore arise, cross the Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving them to the sons of Israel." Here's the thing. God made a promise to Joshua. Joshua is a new leader. Not everybody liked change. People, they had become so comfortable, watch this, complaining, grumbling, come on somebody, whining, talking about we don't have this, we don't have that, and they've been walking around in a wilderness for 40 years. Can I ask you a question? How long will you walk around that circle? How long will you walk around? Will this be the year that you walk back around again in that wilderness? They had walked in that wilderness for 40 years. And here's the thing. No one stopped to say, you know what, we're doing the same thing again. Will 2016 be that testimony for you? That you say, you know what, we're doing the same thing that we did last year. Anybody there? And so I'm saying to you today that the only way that you and I can move forward in 2016, we have to implement some change in our lives. High five your neighbor. Say, neighbor, it's time for change. Amen. Watch this. Watch this. God told him. God said, listen, 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 Joshua. Moses is dead. Now I want you to grieve him. Come on, somebody. I want you to be sad for him, all right? But guess what? We got to move on. And the only way that change will come in your life is if you accept the fact that you have to move on. Do I have anybody? Listen, it's okay to cry. Listen, there's some things that died in 2015. Oh, come on, somebody. Some of us, we've suffered loss. We've lost some things. Ronnie said he lost his mom, but there's something there. Her faith is what kept them going now and will continue to keep them going now. But it was necessary for that to happen in order for us to appreciate mama now. I wish I had somebody. Sometimes God has to remove some things out of your life so that you can appreciate what you do have. Are you with me? Listen. God said this to the people. Look what he said in verse 3. He says, every place in which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you. Just as I spoke to Moses. Now, notice this. See, here's the thing. These people, their mentality was a little bit different. See, oftentimes what I find out is that people have a hard time changing because they don't believe in the promises of God. Watch this. God told Joshua, look what he says. He says, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I've given it to you. Can I ask something? Why are you broke if you are a child of God? Why are you struggling? Why are you despaired? Why don't you think you can go into that job and take back territory or go into somewhere new and take over some stuff? Because God says wherever your foot go, don't you know the Bible says blessed are the feet of those who preach the gospel. Blessed are those, amen, who know God and who glorify God. God was telling Joshua, don't you be afraid. And oftentimes, now listen, he had big shoes to fill. But listen, Joshua had been Moses' assistant all of his journey. And what he did was he observed what Moses did, but here's the thing, it was a time for change. And what he didn't realize that he was the chosen one. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm the chosen one. God has chosen you. And here's the thing. Whatever God has chosen you to do, he says wherever you put your foot, it's yours. In other words, what he's saying is you ought to walk with authority if you're going to implement change in your life. You can't be tiptoeing into your future. You got to walk into your future. You got to walk into 2016 flat-footed and say, this is mine. I'm walking in my purpose. I'm walking in my destiny. God has blessed me, and he has brought me this far by faith. Listen, I want to say something to you. If you're living for the opinions of people, you'll never go to the places where God wants you to go. Joshua, watch this. Joshua, you've been watching what Moses been doing for 40 years. Haven't you gotten it yet? You see, change, listen, let me say this to you. Change is hard. It is, it's hard. But you got to step into your future. You got to step into 2016 saying, God, this is mine. You said it's mine. Now remember, they had been standing there. Now watch this. This is the part they're going to get you. They had been standing between Canaan and Kadesh for 7 years. Watch this. For 7 years, every morning they wake up, they were looking at their future. And guess what? They refused to change. They refuse to say, you know what? Let me take God at his word. And he says, every place I put my foot, guess what? It's mine. They had failed to believe in the promises of God. So they stood at between their destiny, watch this, and they watched their future. They watched their blessings for 7 years and never actually received it. Can I ask you something? Will that be that kind of year you have? where you stand between your destiny and your future, and you will stand right here on this side saying, I wish we can get it. Those people, remember, they had already spied out the land. Remember that? I'm in the Bible now. They had spied the land out. It had been 7 years. Joshua was one of the ones that brought back a good report and said, we can do this, right? But watch this. Watch the next verse. Watch verse 4, and I'm going to close. It says, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, as far as the great sea towards the setting of the sun, will be what? Will be what? Will be whose? Turn to your neighbor and say, it's mine. It's got to be mine. I wish I had somebody. You got to believe in the promises of God. God says it's yours. Step, walk, but you got to change. You got to change your mentality about it. You got to change the way you think about it. That yes, if God said it, it's mine. Now, I'm not talking about no prosperity thing. I'm talking about taking what's yours, what's rightfully yours as a child of God. God said, from the Euphrates River, all the territory from the setting of the sun, you know what God was saying? Stuff you can't get, I can get it for you. All you got to do is believe, but you got to change your mentality about it. Somebody here tonight, I want to tell you something. You can go higher, you can go further, but you got to change. And change begins by you coming out of your comfort zone and walking into the place where God wants you to go. Look what he says in verse 5. No man. See, fear is another thing that stops us from change. Fear stops us from change. Because watch this. God says, listen, all is yours. Can you imagine God is telling you today? We're right there. We're about 15 minutes, 20 minutes away from what God wants to give us. Do you believe that? It's time for change. But here's the problem. The problem is, will you allow people into people, I'm going to say it one more time, to hinder your change? Watch what he says. Watch verse 5. No man will be able to what? Stand before you. All. I'm going to say it one more time. That boss that you've been struggling with in 2015, you got to believe God can move him out the way. Listen, your battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against powers and principalities in high places. In other words, you're fighting a what? A spiritual mafia. Amen. There's a spiritual war going on between you and the world, and what you and I have to learn to do is believe God's word and understand that nobody can stop you from your change. Do I have anybody? The text says no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your what? Life. You know what God was telling Joshua? You know Joshua was scared, right? Three times in the scripture, God told Joshua, don't be afraid, man. Don't be scared, man. You know fear is stopping some of us from change. Listen, you know what I decided to do this year? People that I'm paying for services, like my utility company and all this, I told you all this, right? My utility company, places that I've been doing business with for a long time, if they're not giving me what I think I should get from them, I'm changing. One thing's with me, I like to stay faithful to one person, to one company, you know what I mean? But I decided that, here's the thing, in order for me to get better, in order for me to maximize what God has for me, it requires me to step out of my comfort zone. But I got to believe what God says to me. God says, don't fear man. No man will be able to stand before you to, watch this, to stop you, to hinder you, to deter you. Come on, somebody. You got some people in your life right now. It's time for them to G-O. Are you with me? Because you know what they're doing? They're holding you back from your destiny. And what he says here, all the days of your life, no man, watch this, flesh and blood. When you walk into the office, God will give you favor with the boss over the boss. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. This is a promise right here. Watch this. I'm closing. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. Can I tell you something? Somebody here tonight, if it's going to be a year of change for you, you got to make a faith move, baby. I know you've been in a job a long time. I know you've been in that apartment a long time. I know you've been driving that old car for a long time. I know you've been trying to Band-Aid it up. You've been trying to put tape around the muffler. You know, sometimes we don't want to let go of some things. Amen. Some things we've been trying to just weld back together, fix up to get it right, and all this other stuff. God is saying something to you. You got to give it to me. You got to get rid of some things and step out on faith. And when you step out on faith, your change begins. He says, just as I have been with who? Now, here's what you got to do. Here's what you got to do. You have to look over your life. Can I ask a question tonight? Has God been with you? Maybe just a few people. Have you seen God with you in this journey? I'm serious. Have you really seen him? So if he was with you in, here's the question I have. If he was with you in 2015, right, and you've made it this far, how come you didn't go further? When did you stop believing? So in 2016, if you're going to change, God says, if I can give you everything from the Euphrates River, come on, somebody, to the ends of the earth, right? How come you didn't possess more in 2015? Can I ask you that? Change. You didn't want to change. You got comfortable with the blessing, and when you got that one blessing, you thought that was it. And God said, I had more for you because I told you wherever you stepped your foot, whatever doors you open, wherever you put your foot, guess what? It's going to open. Why? Because I'm with you. But the reason why you limit yourself in 2015 is because you didn't want to change. And what he's saying now is time for change. Watch this here. Last part of that verse. He says, I will be with you. Watch this. I will not fail you, nor what? Nor forsake you. Last thing I want to give you. You got to remember this. If God is for you, then no one can be against you. Say, listen, if you're going to change, guess what you got to do? You got to make a faith move. And you got to believe that the moment that you step out on faith, the moment that you decide change is going to come in your life, you got to believe that, listen, I may not be able to hear God's voice, but I got his word. And Pastor told me tonight, it's a year of change, and God is with me. Listen, I'd rather have God with me than man. And if I got God with me, come on, somebody. Will I fail? Of course not. As I close tonight, amen. If you're ready for change, if you're ready to to start your new year off on the right track, saying, God, I want to embrace this idea of change in 2016. I want to pray for you tonight.